Well, good afternoon, everyone. Happy to have you along. I'm your host, Rod Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen. It is Local Matters for a Friday. Are you ready to do it one more time, Pastor Ron?
I'll tell you, I'm ready. I'll tell you, what an awesome time we have here on Local Matters, Watt. Getting to unpack some truth.
I know. I love what we've been doing the last several weeks. We've just taken, you know, there's a lot of truth, but there's a truth, a lot of truth out there, but we're talking about the truth. Mm-hmm. The truth. The Bible says that the Word of God is the truth. And mm-hmm. what we've been doing in various scriptures in the last several weeks is just unpacking some of that truth, going through line by line, verse by verse, and just exploring some of the depths of what the Bible offers to us, not only for eternity, but for here and now.
Yes, and I mean, man, it's been rich. We thought we would get through the 23rd Psalms in, what, about 2 weeks, and it took us 6 or 8 weeks to get through
that. Yeah, there's so much in there.
Yeah, yeah.
It never runs out. I mean, there's always more that you can get from the Word of God. If you study it for your entire lifetime, there's always more. And you'll see something that you've read 100 times, and suddenly there's new insight, there's new wisdom, there's new revelation. And that's what we enjoy doing, unpacking it right now.
Yeah, and you know, Dwight, the good thing about that is as you unpack, or as we unpack, or individually in your private devotions, as you unpack these truths and things about the Word of God, really there are nuggets in there, and it's packed full, really, of how to live life.
Yes.
Everyday life, dealing with people, dealing with work, dealing with situations, dealing with family, how you deal with those situations and overcome.
Yeah, you're right. It's for the here and now. You can put it in chew leather, and it will bring us to what Jesus called the abundant life.
Yes.
Advantage beyond measure. Mm-hmm. In fact, the truth that we're unpacking right now was some people call the greatest sermon ever preached. It was Jesus at the beginning of his ministry, the beginning of his earthly ministry, and he gathered the crowd up, and he told them, basically, you want to have a good life, here's how you do it. Mm-hmm. And it's called the Sermon on the Mount. And then he went out. This was at the beginning of his earthly ministry. He preached this to them, and we're focusing on what they call the Beatitudes, the first part of the Sermon on the Mount. And then he said, here's what you do. And then for 3 years, he went out and lived it before. I heard a minister one time preach a sermon on this, and he called it Truth on Display.
Wow.
Jesus spoke the truth. He taught the truth, and he said, and here's what I'm teaching you guys. Now you watch me as how to put this word into action, and he showed it for the next 3 years, and we get to explore it today.
Yeah, and then Jesus said at the end of this message to Dwight, if you do these things of mine, you'll be like a man that built his house upon a rock.
Yeah.
And so let's get in here and start unpacking this truth and some of these verses and start seeing how we can build our houses on the rock, man, I'll tell you.
So here's Jesus at the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount. Let's just take a moment to review what we've done already. Jesus is there, and he begins to teach them what we call the Sermon on the Mount, for practical, for today. And he says, first of all, Pastor Ron, just touch on, I'll read the verses that we've covered, and you just elaborate just a little bit on what we've gone over. First of all, he opens his mouth, and he said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. What in the world does that mean?
Well, the poor in spirit are those that realize their need for him.
Yeah.
You know, they recognize that there's a need to have God in their lives, and there's a humility factor there that we would say this today. If you're humble, you can really enjoy the things that God has, and that humility will bring you life. So that's what he's saying there.
Blessed are those who know that they realize they're spiritually bankrupt. They can't do it on their own.
Right.
That's where the journey begins, where we come to God and say, yes, God, I have sinned. Jesus did what he did for me. He took punishment that I deserve. Come into my heart, be my Lord and Savior. I recognize I'm spiritually bankrupt. And that's what Jesus just talked about in that verse, is it not?
Yes, it is. That's it.
All righty. Now, let's go to the second one. We're in Matthew chapter 5, by the way, if you're in a place where you've got a Bible and kind of want to read with us as we go together. And then after Jesus said that, he said, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Talk about that, Pastor Ron.
Well, you know, that mourning, Dwight, is more than just grieving. That, you know, there's a mourning over, you know, when you look out and you see what's going on in the world and you're mourning that the world would know God, that the world would see God, when you realize that, the Lord is saying that you will be comforted. I mean, because as you begin to see that he is the answer and you begin to see his divine intervention end of life. You know, it's more, there's obviously grieving that we do and experience in life, but he's talking about something here bigger than just a grieving period over a loss. He's talking about where your heart is mournful over the condition of the world, and you want to be that person that will extend your hand to bring that salvation to them.
Wow. You know, let's park right there just a second. I think about something, as you say, Pastor Ronnie, because with all the blessings that Christ brings to our life, with all that we have, we're to let that out. We're blessed to be a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible calls us all ministers of reconciliation.
Mm-hmm.
We all don't preach. We all don't lead singing. We all don't teach. We all aren't missionaries. We all aren't all of that. But we all have the responsibility to share the good news and the gospel with other people.
Yes.
By not only our lives, but verbally as opportunity is given to us.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Jesus said, you know, follow me and I will make you fishers of men.
Yep.
I heard one preacher say one time, if you ain't fishing, you ain't following.
So, part of
that mourning and saying, hey, the world has, you know, just like I had a need and Christ filled that need, my next door neighbor has a need. The person I work with has that need. Family members have a need. Neighbors have a need. And you mourn over that because you know that you have the answer.
You just go right through this process here, Dwight. You realize you need the Lord first. Then you realize if you recognize I need the Lord, then you realize other people need the Lord. And then you go right into, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. You know, what he's saying is there, no matter how far you go in this relationship with the Lord, you need to be taught. Meekness is being teachable. It's not weakness. It's a recognition that you are a person that is willing to be taught and willing to receive from the Lord. I think James 1:21 says, receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. And so we spent quite a bit of time on these, and we're just barely touching the surface of what we talked about. But blessed are the meek. Blessed are those that will recognize their need to be taught, their need for God's Spirit to intervene and teach into their lives and bring that wisdom, the wisdom and the counsel of God into our lives, because it says, if you do that, you will inherit the earth.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, we're happy to have you with us. This is Local Matters for a Friday afternoon. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen of Living Hope Church. And we are unpacking truth. Specifically, we're looking at Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, and the first part of that sermon, the Beatitudes, and going through it just kind of line by line, verse by verse, and gleaning some things that are really stirring me up in my mind and my mm-hmm. heart, Pastor Ron, and I believe are a blessing to people that are listening out there today. So let's go then to Matthew chapter 5, verse 6. He said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. My feeling is that there's a lot to unpack in that one verse.
Yes, and Dwight, that this verse is, I tell you, this is a loaded verse, because all of us experience the contrast of this. Now, people sometimes get upset when they experience the contrast. In other words, they see the lack of unrighteousness or the lack of their obedience or the failures or their mistakes. This may seem sort of odd to say this, but you can really rejoice in the fact that you see the contrast, because if you see the contrast, if you recognize that conflict in your life, then you recognize the need for something greater than you have.
Wow.
And he said, if you hunger, and that word there, hunger, actually means if you see the need and long for, if you hunger and thirst, if you see the need and long for it, well, what's going to cause us to long for it is when we realize the conflict in our own life. So I use this verse a lot of times for people that are dealing with depression or discouragement about their lives, that, you know, when you see that conflict, that's not the time to give up. When you get discouraged, that's not the time to give up. That's the time to realize that, man, I can hunger and thirst for righteousness, and the Lord will fill me up with it. He'll show me that. And so you know, hungering and thirsting for righteousness, and in that, Dwight, of course, this is a whole another program, another 6 weeks of programs, to realize that the righteousness that he's talking about there is the gift that he gives us. It's not about our ability.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's not about us being able to be so right, because, see, if we could be right, and do everything right and be perfect and never sin, we wouldn't need the Lord to start with.
You know,
we wouldn't have to have him. But what he does when we accept him, he gives us a gift of righteousness. It's a gift, praise God. And when we think about that gift and we hunger and thirst for that, he said, hey, guys, if you hunger and thirst for it, I'll fill you up.
Man, that's so good. Mm. That's so good. Sometimes we hear that word righteousness. Well, I'm not a righteous person. That kind of righteousness is not based on our performance.
No.
The scriptures say, Pastor Ron, that he became sin for us so that we could become the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. So, in other words, we get credit. He took what we had, our sin and our sinning nature, so that when we receive him personally in our life by grace through faith, by believing in our heart and confessing with our mouth, we become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Well, I don't feel very righteous. Well, what are we going to go by? Mm-hmm. Are we going to believe what we feel, or are we going to believe God's word?
And some people think that it's prideful to say that you're the righteousness of God.
Yeah.
See, I'm not saying that this gift of righteousness and this hunger for this righteousness and being filled is something that I've done. I mean, I think Isaiah says that our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. I'm saying when I stand up boldly and have the confidence to say, I am the righteousness of God, he's filled me with this righteousness. I'm not talking about my performance. I'm not talking about how good I can be. I'm not talking about crossing every T and dotting every I, because I can't. And no human being can if they're truthful. You know, there's a lot of people that lie about that, but that would hinder their righteousness anyway. You know what I'm saying? But our righteousness is a gift, and we have to receive that by faith, and it's not pride.
Whew, we got to take a break.
All right.
You stay with us. Back with more on Local Matters in just a moment.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Happy to have you with us on a Friday afternoon. This is Local Matters. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen of Living Hope Church. We are unpacking truth, line by line, verse by verse, some scripture in the Bible that you may be very, very familiar with, trying to just glean some things as we unpack the Word of God. And we're specifically looking at today the Sermon on the Mount, the sermon that Jesus preached at the beginning of his ministry, and then he went out and lived this truth before people. And the part of the Sermon on the Mount that we're looking at is typically called the Beatitudes, and we're walking through it line by line and gleaning some things that are not only good for eternity, Pastor Ron, but we need to have it right here, here today.
And you know what? We're talking about this verse here, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. You know, there's a scripture in Proverbs that says, the righteousness of a city will exalt it. And I think if we would, and really, there's a close connection here between the word righteousness and confidence. Ooh. You know, you won't have, none of our cities, none of our churches, none of our people will have confidence without this gift of righteousness. And one, you can look at cities, you can look at places where righteousness dwells, and you begin to see a confidence in that. And I mean, that's one of the reasons that I love this region. I love our city here. I love the city of Cookeville, the surrounding cities in this region, because you see a confidence here because of the light that the churches, all of our churches, have brought to this community. Mm. You see this scripture being fulfilled in our community by people that are confident. They're not prideful, but they're confident. They're at ease. They're at rest. I think there's one scripture in Isaiah that says that with righteousness there is a peace. There's a peace.
Yeah.
And Dwight, you know, this is more than just an external piece. This is an internal piece that produces that confidence. And it comes back to, if we will hunger, if we'll see the need, if we'll see what just a minute, I cannot live this life. I can't live a godly life. I can't be perfect enough. Quit lying to ourselves. Quit lying to our friends. Quit trying to pretend that we're righteous and we're hooty-tooty, you know. Quit doing that. Come to a place to humble ourselves and say, wait just a minute. I need this gift from the Lord. I'm hungering for something that He can give me, this gift of righteousness. I'm thirsting for that, and He says here that we shall be filled.
You know, I'm glad you kind of stopped there, because I got to thinking about that word, you know, hunger and thirst. You know, how, you know, in the athletic world, you know, the team that's the most hungry, not physically hungry, but the team that wants it the worst.
Yes.
I mean, who you see these games, it gets down to who wants this the worst. Who's hungering to, who's thirsting to win this? You know, and in the business world, I mean, in success, I was reading an article not too long ago by a leadership trainer, and he said, here, the oftentimes the key to success is how hungry are you?
Yes.
How bad do you want it? Well, do a parallel, and you've touched it already, but so our role in this verse in Matthew chapter 5, verse 6 in the Beatitudes, blessed are they who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Our role is to be hungry and thirsty.
Yes.
I mean, we can't make ourselves righteous.
No,
so,
no,
but we
can't.
We can be hungry and thirsty. Elaborate a little bit more on how we do that.
Dwight, a lot of people live their whole lives condemned because they feel like they don't measure up.
Yeah.
And the thing of it is, in spiritual matters, you can't measure up. You can't be holy enough. You got to come to the conclusion, I need this from the Lord. And, you know, I'm doing a series at Living Hope Church called Are You Willing to Receive? And when Jesus saw the man that was at the Pool of Bethesda for 38 years, crippled, the first thing he asked him is, will you be made whole? Now, you think that's a weird question, but will you we have to realize if we are going to receive, if we are not going to receive righteousness as a gift, what is the secondary gain from that? And the secondary gain from that is thinking that people are going to feel sorry for us if we're pitiful, if we walk around with our head down or whatever. But that is quite the contrary. You know, the Lord wants us to hold our head up, realize that our righteousness is a gift from Him. It's not based on our performance, and we're not saying that to go out and sin, because sin brings that condemnation. It brings that kind of low level, like a low grade fever.
Lack of confidence.
Yeah, a lack of confidence. And so sin destroys the confidence, but righteousness received as a gift. And, you know, if you're listening to us and you have sinned, it's just as simple as going to the Lord and acknowledging that and saying, you know, Lord, I recognize this is sin. I'm not going to try to lie about it or cover it up. I'm going to confess it and forsake it and trust and believe that you have forgiven me and cleansed me. It's just that simple. We complicate things.
Yeah.
So, and in complicating those things, we miss this hunger and thirst. You know, if you get hungry and thirsty enough, you're going to put aside everything else, and you're going to get it.
Yes, that's it.
You're going to find
eat something.
Right. You're going to get it. And so what he's saying here is, are we willing? You know, are we willing to receive this as a gift? Are we going to be prideful and make it about ourselves? Are we going to make it about our ability to be right? Are we going to destroy our life trying to be right? You know, people, you see them destroy their lives, destroy their marriages, destroy their businesses because they want to be right so badly, but they're not hungering and thirsting for His righteousness.
Yeah.
They're trying to do it themselves. And so, blessed is the man that hungers and thirsts for righteousness, the true righteousness. He shall be filled. That person shall be filled.
We're happy you're with us on a Friday afternoon. This is Local Matters. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen of Living Hope Church, and we are unpacking truth, specifically the Beatitudes in Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. I just can't kind of get off that verse 6 there. The one, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be satisfied.
Mm.
What does satisfied look like? What does it feel like? What does it live like? What's the picture of satisfied that Jesus is talking about here?
You know, Dwight, that another good word for that would be content. You know, I tried to climb this ladder my life, and I just worked and worked and feverishly tried to climb this ladder. I got to the top of this ladder, and I found out it was against the wrong building.
You know what I'm saying? And you're saying, is there anything else?
Yeah, and it's like, you have to come to this place to where you're not going to just sit down and say, you know, why bother with anything else? No, you're content I think I heard one minister say, you're content where you are while you get to where you're going.
I love that.
But that's satisfied. That's where you're satisfied with life. You realize righteousness is a gift. You have confidence and peace before God. You can walk through trials and tests and issues in life without judging and condemning and blaming yourself or others. You're looking to God as your source. You're looking to the blood of Jesus to cover your lives. And Dwight, that brings a satisfaction that money can't buy. There's no stuff can't get it. A new car can't get it. A new house can't get it. Money in the bank can't get it. There's a degree here of satisfaction that comes from this gift of righteousness that the Lord freely gives us if we'll hunger for it, that he freely gives us if we're thirsty for it, that brings a peace and a rest and a confidence and a satisfaction that cannot be, really, it's hard to comprehend it and describe it.
You know, part of that satisfied has also, you know, it's, and I love what you touched on there. It's you know, it's not like we stop setting goals.
No.
I'm satisfied. I'm not going to do that. Mm-hmm. Not that kind of satisfied. But in the midst of problems, even when something's going on that you don't like or don't enjoy, or maybe you brought it on, or you can't control it. You can have peace that you can have peace and enjoy life while God's helping you work out problems.
Yep.
That's part of being satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can, and you mentioned, you know, in business, you know, even no matter how successful you get in business or athletics or whatever else, there's always that when you get there, there's got to be more. Is that all there is? And I was at a point in my life, younger in my life, if I thought, well, if I can just get this, this, and this, then for sure, well, I got it, you know, and I think, no, there's something else, you know, and what that something else is that empty spot in us that only God can fill and satisfaction that only God can bring.
And that word righteousness there, Dwight, actually means the way things should be.
Yeah.
I mean, and when you think about the way things should be, the way things should be is to have a full life, have your needs met, but then realize how temporal these things are, and keep your source connection, not your resources, but your source connection in stable. Just keep it stable and keep it there. Then, man, you've got life the way it should be. It's like you've got the things that you need. You've got the resources. You've got the source. You've got the peace. You've got the confidence. That's what this righteousness gift is all about. That's just what it's all about.
That's satisfied in shoe leather.
Yeah.
That's content. You know, I think about Joyce Myers and her ministry, at least her television programs, called Enjoying Everyday Life.
Yep.
Enjoying everyday life. Now, we're not sitting here saying that the problems aren't going to come your way. Adverse things, you know, tests, trials, we're not saying that won't come. But this satisfaction will produce a peace and a purpose and a contentment. And a contentment that will sustain us and keep us on top in spite of whatever else. It's like, you know, I think about Tom Landry. He used to coach the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
And a great coach, a great Christian man, very active in the Fellowship of Christian Athletics. Athletes, I should say, and he'd be coaching, and he'd be Pastor Ron. I'll see him on, and he had this Bear Bryant looking hat on. You know, they kind of wore the same kind of hat, and he'd be standing on the sidelines, and he had his arms crossed, and he'd just kind of be looking out on the field, and he's just looking out there, and you couldn't tell by them if he was 30 points ahead or 30 points behind.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't matter. I mean, he had that not panic. And today you see coaches, I mean, they're pulling off their headset, they're throwing them, they're jumping up and down, they're getting people. And I'm not that. Maybe that takes that kind of motivation sometimes, but that's the kind of thing that, you know, because things are going to come. Sometimes we bring them on ourselves. Sometimes they just happen. But the satisfied purpose as a person can enjoy and doesn't have to say, well, so when I get this bill paid, then I can enjoy life. When I get this kid raised, then I can enjoy life. When I get this, no. That's not the way it works. Because if you're basing it on that, there's something else out there keeping you from enjoying life until you learn the lesson of satisfaction.
And that lesson comes through being hungry and thirsty, Dwight. I mean, you know, one of the things I'm never satisfied about is I want more of the Lord. You know, I'm hungry for His Word, His instruction, His wisdom in my life. And, you know, when David slew Goliath, Dwight, you have to realize, David, here's this little teenage boy fighting this 9-foot giant, but see, he doesn't come to him and say, well, I'm going to do this in my own strength. And, you know, Saul even tried to put his armor on him, and David wouldn't take it. David said, Goliath, I come to you in the name of the Lord. That's what we're saying here, Dwight, about these trials and tests that we face in life. And if we're hungering and thirsting for righteousness, we can face anything in His name, not in our name, not in our strength, not in our ability, not in our self-righteousness, but in His righteousness, which is a gift that He's given to us.
Ooh, we're just getting round up and we got
to
quit.
Oh, no. It's time to quit already.
Well, let's do this again next week.
All right, we will.
Hey, so happy you could join us this afternoon. Your host, Rod Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen of Living Hope Church. Join us same time next week for Local Matters.